You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, it is Nebraska-Iowa week, Friday, 12:30 kickoff in Lincoln. Last game of the season for the Huskers. We are joined now by former defensive line coach for both schools, Rick Kaczynski. Kaz, good morning. I'm curious, the news yesterday, of course, was Adrian Martinez will not be playing against Iowa on Friday. His season is over. Logan Smothers will be the quarterback in Lincoln. But I want your thoughts on this. Nebraska, before that news came out, at 3-8, was a 4-point favorite against the 9-2 Hawkeyes. Do you understand why? Were you shocked to hear that before the news about Adrian's injury, Kaz?
Hey, guys. Good morning. No, actually not, Jake Sip. You know, because you actually have to watch football, right? You know, you just can't go off the media. I know Sip's throwing out stats about all these takeovers. You got to watch it, okay? You got to dissect it. And that's really hard to do on TV. It's one thing reading an article from the Press Citizen, and they're talking about these media. I mean, you know, Brian, they literally have a PR group, right?
They do.
I mean, literally, at Iowa, that promotes things like that, which is good, okay? There's nothing wrong with that. But you can't just go by off what you read. You actually have to watch the football games. It's like, for example, Sip, you know, I text you all the time. There's a guy, I'm not going to say what side of the ball, I'm not going to give you a name, not going to give you a number,
okay,
that I think stinks.
Oh, boy.
I don't think plays hard, and I think he's a bad football player, but somehow all the media praises him. Right? But if you talk to a football coach,
uh-huh,
or if you talk to a guy, I guarantee if Jay Foreman gets a clicker in his hand,
mm-hmm,
and watches this guy, I guarantee he would say the same thing. I think getting back to the point spread,
okay,
what you have to do is actually look at football. I honest to God believe, I think Nebraska's a better football team than as crazy as that sounds. I was texting with somebody I used to coach with at Iowa yesterday, and I said, call me crazy. I think Nebraska's a better football team. So that's just my opinion. So and it's a crazy year, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, you got like 25-year-old dudes playing on the defense. I mean, anything can happen. It's the last game. You know, teams are beat up. You went through a full conference season. This game, even when I was there, I've been on both sides of it. I remember in 2011, went to Nebraska, literally took two true freshmen that we didn't play on the D-line all year that may have had to play in the game. We played six D-linemen the entire game. And, you know, Rex Burkhead, I remember they went unbalanced, gave the ball to Rex. Mm-hmm. We had a hard time adjusting. And, you know, it was a 20-7 football game. Just knockdown, drag out. You look at 2012, you know, we clinched the division 13-7, the coldest game in the history of football. Should have been canceled.
Should have been canceled.
You know, you lost Baker on the first snap of defense. You lost Spencer Long in the first series. You know, so you get to this point in the game, this point of the season, you know, people are banged up. You know, it's a long season, knocked out season. You know, it's a grind, and you know, you got to be tough. You got to be mentally tough. And I think with Nebraska having, you know, those 6-year guys, those 5th-year guys, and they've been playing solid, man. You know, I mean, they've been playing solid. They haven't turned the corner. The object's to win the game, but you know, I think this is a team that they match up with well. And I think when you look at Iowa offensively, they're not a dynamic offense. I think midway through that fourth quarter against Illinois, they had 206 yards of offense. You know, you just can't give them anything easy. You got to make them drive the field. Once again, you hear me say it all the time, man, punt, right? You know, if you don't get a first down, make sure we're punting, Nebraska. You know, put the pressure on Iowa to have to make plays and have to drive the field on you.
Kaz, Rick Kaczynski joins us. Used to coach D-line at Iowa, coach D-line at Nebraska. I'm interested in what you said, that Nebraska is a better team than Iowa. Nebraska 3-8 overall. Iowa 9-2, 6-2 in the Big Ten, still has a chance to win the West. But when you look at them, okay, so how do you explain the records then?
Okay. Let me pretend I'm a media member
for a minute.
And I'll talk out of both sides of my mouth here.
So, okay.
So you have to be the best team, you know, and I know it's a cliche. Coach Holtz used to say, you don't have to be the best team in the country, be the best team in the stadium. So I think when you put those two teams in the stadium, right, and you look at the matchups, the offense, defense, how Iowa plays defensively and what Nebraska does offensively, right, it's all about matchups. That's why, you know, Nebraska historically under Coach Frost has put a bunch of yards up against Wisconsin, right?
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com. For more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
So it all comes down to matchups. And there's some things that Iowa, with their pattern match and, you know, their secondary, the inside-outside way they play the quarterback runs and where they get their help from and things of that nature that you know, sometimes don't match up quite as well against, say, a Northwestern or a Nebraska. You know, Nebraska's has moved the ball against Phil. I worked with Phil. Phil Parker. Yeah. I know these are the type of teams that made us nervous when we were at Iowa. We'd love to play the Wisconsins, the Michigan States. You know, we play them dudes every day, man. It's like playing backyard football. You know, the problem is when people start getting you spread out, you got to defend the quarterback and where are you getting your help from? And then, you know, you're trying to protect the verticals, the play action, all those type of things. So it's not necessarily the better team over a season. It comes down to the matchup and who's the better team in the stadium, right? And I know, Sip, you keep saying about how they haven't – you know, Sip, once again, you know how I feel about the game of football.
Mm-hmm.
You know how I feel about football players.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's a disservice to all these other teams with losing records. There's a lot of teams that don't quit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of teams. So, you know, let's not make Nebraska the exception for continuing to show up. That's mm-hmm. what you're supposed to do. That's mm-hmm. what football players do.
Okay.
Defensive my job isn't a whole hell of a fun. I continue to show up just like you.
Right.
All right? And same with Jake, right? It's just what you do. So, you know, let's not talk about Nebraska right now like it's the exception, because I think it's a disservice to Nebraska and other football teams that are still showing up every Saturday.
Got it. Okay, you were a defensive line coach. If you were playing a team that had a first-time starter at quarterback, is that something do you continually remind your guys? You tell them, okay, this is a first-time starter.
No.
You don't do that.
No, absolutely not. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. I don't care who's over there.
Mm-hmm.
You do what we do. You do what we do. Doesn't matter who's back there. You know, if anything, it makes you a little bit more anxious because now you got 11 games on tape of what Nebraska's doing, and now you got to worry a little bit about, man, are they going to change? What are they going to do with this guy? There's not a whole lot of tape on him, right? This is football, man. Next guy up. I mean, you know, this isn't doom and gloom, all right? So this is part of football. It's a man's game. You get hit. It's cold. You get knocked down in the dirt, mm-hmm. all right? This is why you train 12 months a year for these situations. You know, once again, you know, there's a chance this kid might actually play great, but from the opposite side of it, I don't care. All right, I'm not sitting there and saying, "Hey, this is Steve Sipple at right tackle." What I'm saying is, all right, this dude, if you don't play with technique, if you don't play hard, it's going to be a long day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
If you don't do what we ask you to do, all right, you're not going to play. All right, if you let this guy, if you're going against Brandon Sheriff, and if you don't get your hat under the chin, guess what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. Okay, he's going to drive you into the sideline and make you look like a fool. So that's what you talk about. You don't worry about who's back there. You talk about your job. You know, those guys are just a bunch of X's. All right.
Okay.
It has
okay.
everything to do what we do and what you do individually during the 6 seconds between the whistles.
Okay. Good answer.
Kaz, always great stuff. Thanks for the time and enjoy the game on Friday.
I will enjoy it, Jake. You too. And tell Chris, we got to get Chris. Let's combine that cardio and that lift, and we'll get Chris on a little CrossFit here.
Oh, wow.
Tell
him
to give Fran a call. Winstrom, he's jacked still. He got some CrossFit gyms. Tell him to get a workout from him.
Okay,
but,
all right.
Tell them guys hello at the Baldwin Shop. Great cool. show, guys. Keep it up. I'll be listening.
All right, thanks, Cass. Thank you, Cass. Yeah, interesting. So he doesn't think a lot about Iowa.
No.
Even though they're 9-2.
Well, that's most of the nation, though, really. The nation really doesn't think much of Iowa either. I mean, it's a very unimpressive 9-2. They were number two in the nation at one point, and they just fell apart after that.
They
lost two games, and they bounced back and won some.
They do it with defense and special teams. Very pedestrian offense.
Just boring. That's what Iowa is. They've always been boring, but they win. But boring
what they,
wins.
What were they last year? What were they? They won their last six last year?
Yeah, but it was boring still. It wasn't exactly high scoring. It was the same thing.
They won their last six and they're 19-2. Do the math. That's pretty good.
Do enough offensively and then win on defense and special teams.
I mean, it's hard for me to disparage at all.
Not disparaging
it. That's won 15 of the last 17 games.
Boring wins. It's boring, but it wins. I'm not disparaging.
Right.
I'm saying it's a boring type of football, but it wins. You can view it as disparaging as you want. I'm just saying it's boring.
I'm not being disparaging. It's incredible what they do. It's incredible. And I have a hard time picking Nebraska now. I have a hard time picking.
Well, that should be the way it is when you have a backup quarterback starting.
Yeah.
Song of the Day is next, an early break in the Ticket.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.